What happens to our digital lives when we're gone? Life After, a new series from GE Podcast Theater and Panoply, the creators of last year's award-winning The Message, explores these very questions. Listen and download Life After wherever you find your podcasts. Chances are you've been traveling recently. I know Charlie and I have via car, bus, plane, train, and in my case, mobile home. And when you're traveling, there's no way you're going to cram all the magazines that you want to read into one carry-on bag. But now you can with Texture. It's the new app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/onpop, you get a 14-day free trial. That's texture.com/onpop. Check it out.
Welcome to Switched on Pop. I'm songwriter Charlie Harding.
And I'm musicologist Nate Sloan.
And Nate, today I want to introduce you to the art of musical seduction.
Whoa, Charlie, I'm getting a little hot under the collar already.
Today we're going to talk about The Weeknd's hit song, I Feel It Coming.
Very good.
We know about The Weeknd. He arrived on the scene with his song Earned It from the soundtrack for 50 Shades of Grey.
Indeed.
So he has a whole repertoire that is really dedicated to songs about seduction,
right,
hedonism, oftentimes very regressive sexual politics. But in this case, I Feel It Coming, produced with Daft Punk, is an amazing slow burn with a sort of universal, non-specific sexual appeal.
Right on. Yeah, let's start 2017 off in a sexy way.
All right, so let's drop the needle, take a listen to I Feel It Coming by The Weeknd and Daft Punk.
Tell me what you really like. Baby, I can take my time. We don't ever have to fight. Just take it step by step. I feel it coming.
All right, Nate. I'm going to start and ask you, what is this song about?
I mean, okay, let me collect myself here. I think this song is about, you said it best at the very beginning. It's about seduction, and it's seduction in its purest form, slow, steady, as he says. We don't need to rush.
Right.
This is not the impatience of an R. Kelly, perhaps. This is the infinite patience of The Weeknd, and I dig it.
We can know that the song is about the anticipation of getting together, because in the lyrics, The Weeknd says, "You've been scared of love and what it did to you."
Yes.
In the past.
Right.
And in the future, he then goes on to say, "We don't have to rush when you're alone with me." So he's sort of saying, like, this is, I'm trying to seduce you into being alone with me. It isn't happening yet.
Yeah.
You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through. Just a simple touch and it can set you free. We don't have to rush when you're alone with
It's about the onset. I feel like something is about to happen between
it's
us.
It's a future tense song. Yeah, totally.
Exactly. And it's really about the future tense of, hey, we're going to get together. And I think here there's actually a reference to the pantheon of sexual seduction. Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On.
Oh, yeah. Right? That is the apogee right there. The zenith. The apex. The apotheosis.
Do you have another one?
The climax?
I've been really trying, baby. Trying to hold back this feeling for so long. And if you feel like I feel, baby, then come on. Oh, come on. Woo. Let's get it on.
Whew.
So I think that The Weeknd with his I Feel It Coming might actually be a reference to then come on, let's get it on.
Huh. Okay. I could be persuaded of this.
What other references are you hearing in this song that suggests seduction?
Oh, interesting. Well, I'll start with the references I hear. Whether these are related to seduction, you can be the judge. But the number one with a bullet, the specter looming over this song, as so much of The Weeknd's material, is an artist named Michael Jackson.
Yes, definitely. So I hear the syncopated, sexy, high vocals of Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
There's a couple of tracks that we could reference. I think that Rock With You would be a great one.
That is a great choice. That is always a great choice. That is never not a great choice.
Another similarity between the Michael Jackson and The Weeknd that wouldn't just be the obvious vocal reference?
Another similarity between The Weeknd and Michael Jackson beyond the obvious vocal reference. That's the sound of my brain whirring. let's see. Like, the sonic palette has some similarities, like especially in the use of these vintage sounding synthesizers, I guess, in these like pads and these very active drum and bass lines. But you're looking at me askance as though I haven't correctly identified it. So what? Tell me what you're thinking.
It is that funk guitar.
Oh, yeah. I was getting to that.
Yeah, right. Getting to that. You were just seducing me into the funk
guitar. Exactly. Right? The slow build.
So that funk guitar is the sound of sexy music. And it was made famous by Nile Rodgers from the band Chic. I think a great reference point would be their song, Good Times.
Yeah.
We know this sexy sound in Daft Punk's music because all over their last album was Nile Rodgers from Chic playing on Random Access Memories. And you can hear a modern version of the exact same thing on their song Get Lucky.
Whoa. Interesting. Okay. So you're saying The Weeknd featuring Daft Punk referencing 70s era sexy funk guitar,
yes,
via the modern resurrection of it in Daft Punk's own Random Access Memories.
Yes.
Okay, this is a complex genealogy, but I'm with you.
Yes. The last element that I think makes this just the most seductive song is you kind of hinted at it, but it's these syncopated bass line, in some cases synthesized. Here it's actually a real bass player. And I wanted to bring in one last reference that I'm hearing, which is Doing It.
Whoa.
That's
okay.
That was a nice face you made.
Okay, yeah.
By Ike and Tina Turner.
Nice.
Do it, baby.
It's just moaning and bass line.
Wow, I'm so curious what that song is about. Okay, so where's the link there, though?
Funky bass.
Oh, funky bass, great.
Funky bass.
Okay.
Okay, so I am saying that that this song is an amalgamation of all these references that we know to feel that feel sexy, right? We've got that Michael Jackson holler, with that funky guitar and that smooth syncopated bass line.
Yeah, that sounds like a the right brew to me.
Right, mix, right? Yeah. Okay, so The Weeknd is referencing the canon of sexy music to build a sonic landscape, which immediately puts us in the mood, if you will.
Oh, I will.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I love making Gentiles uncomfortable.
But you can't seduce someone by doing somebody else's dance. You got to have your own little dance moves, right?
Yeah.
Right? You got to stand out from the crowd. You got to stand out from the flock.
Yeah.
And in order to do this, The Weeknd does some very tricky things with his song to make it his own thing. And we're going to go into that right after the break.
Very nice.
Life After is a new series from GE Podcast Theater and Panoply that is inspired by artificial intelligence and digital twin and asks the question, what happens to our digital lives when we're gone? So we asked Colin Paris, VP of GE Software Research, who uses these technologies in the real world, what he thought.
The digital twin is created from data that comes in as well as the physical characteristics. It can learn directly from the data it's getting, self-learning. It's quite possible to create these digital twins of seemingly humans in specific areas where the objective is to do specific things. If the context is right, if you're creating an emotional digital twin responding to specific stimulus, I think it's possible to do that.
Be sure to subscribe to GE Podcast Theater's Life After, wherever you get your podcasts.
For Charlie and myself, magazines aren't just something we read to pass the time at the barbershop. They are how we stay informed, how we stay entertained, how we keep up with the conversation and world events happening around us. In order to do that, you need to consume a lot of information in this crazy 21st century world we live in. And Texture is the app that makes it easy to do that because Texture puts thousands, if not millions, of pages of content right in your hand, in your phone or iPad or tablet, etc. Texture takes all the best magazines, there are over 200 of them, and makes them really easy to read. Plus, you can take them offline so you can read them on the subway like I do. You can get back issues. It is pretty awesome. It's also good for the environment. So why wait? Get Texture today. Normally $9.99 a month, but for our listeners, you can go to texture.com/onpop and get a 14-day free trial. It's 14 days to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/onpop.
So, Nate, I promised you that The Weeknd was going to get us in the mood. He was going to seduce us. He was going to do it by referencing all these other great songs, but he was also going to do it in his own unique way. And yes. I want to get into that.
Yeah, you made a lot of promises over here.
And I want to get into how does he string us along through the actual compositional structure of his song? What are the secret little things that he does to boost this sense of seduction?
Cool.
Okay, so first thing, to create seduction, you must have anticipation.
Yes.
So how does The Weeknd create anticipation through the composition of I Feel It Coming?
Okay, that's a great question. How do you portray that sort of delayed gratification?
That's right.
In musical terms?
Yes. Do you have any ideas? Or you want me to just jump right into it?
Well, when you say anticipation, the first thing that comes to my mind is literal musical anticipation.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And his lyric is constantly anticipating the downbeat of the song.
Right. Oh, like the chorus is a great example of this?
Exactly.
Oh, interesting.
So can you explain what's going on?
Right. Because he doesn't say, he says, okay, how do you illustrate this? He says, I feel it come in. And you can actually, even in just the way I'm saying it now, right, where he's kind of mispronouncing the word coming, actually.
Yeah.
I feel it. It almost sounds like two words, like come in.
Yeah.
But he says, I feel it come in. And even you can hear in the way he sort of like compresses that word coming and speeds it up.
Right.
Like he's actually anticipating where that word would naturally fall.
Right.
Yeah. Did that make any sense?
Kind of. Yeah. Yeah. Why not? And he says it in anticipation of the beginning of the chordal progression.
Yes.
Right? It doesn't happen on like One, I feel it coming.
Right.
It's I feel it coming. One.
Yes. Right. Okay. That's good. So if you think about it, maybe if we like reharmonize this, so to speak,
yeah,
it would sound very different. You could do it something like, I feel it coming.
Not very interesting.
No, certainly not.
Anticipation.
Yeah, you know, in terms of rhythmic anticipation, The Weeknd seems very much directly borrowing from Marvin and Michael, because in Let's Get It On, we have a very similar kind of rhythmic anticipation where the bass goes bum, 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 mm-hmm. right? Instead of bum, bum.
Oh, yeah.
Bum, bum.
Right.
It goes bum, bum.
Right.
So that's that ooh. And the same thing in Rock With You. I want to rock with you all night.
Yeah.
And then the all night goes all night.
Right.
Not all night.
Right. And we can hear the same thing in the bass line to I Feel It Coming.
Yeah, exactly. So this is, I think he's like totally using that sexual playbook, so to speak.
Okay. So he quite literally anticipates the beat in this song. I would say that he builds anticipation also actually right from the very start.
Yeah.
The song fades in with this sort of low washy filter. It opens up and we hear this kind of something in the background slowly fading into the foreground to sort of double down on the sort of active anticipation. The chord progression that he's playing all throughout is all about where we're going, because it doesn't open on the home key, right? This chord progression goes through these four different chords. And it ends on the home key, but then it sort of goes back to this other place. This actually very ambiguous chord, this minor chord, that eventually kind of leads us back through. And every time the chord cycle repeats, you keep wanting to go back home.
Right. Oh, interesting. So there are four chords repeating throughout this whole composition.
Right.
And every time that progression restarts, you're waiting, you're anticipating the return to the home.
Exactly.
Can we hear those chords for a second?
Yeah.
So there's our first chord, kind of minor, slightly dark. Second chord also minor, dark, yeah. Ah, okay. Now we're moving to a major chord. Is this going to take us somewhere? Yes, it is. It's going to take us to our happy place.
Back home.
Happy ending.
And,
nice.
And then as soon as you get back home, you return back to this beginning ambiguous place.
Oh yeah, that bums me out. I want to get back to that.
Yeah,
to that.
So you keep cycling, wanting to go back.
Yeah, interesting.
He doesn't just do it with his chords, he does it with his melody.
Whoa, okay, what's that?
So the melody is quite simple. It's just basically three notes.
Yeah.
It's a very simple melody, just a few notes. And it has a sort of repeating quality to it, right?
Yeah.
So the third time that he plays this sort of repeated segment, it lands over a chord which doesn't fit. The things don't sound good. And when this happens, he's literally saying, I can make your body shake. There's this uneasiness. And right when he says shake, he plays this note.
Yeah.
You can hear it over this chord.
Yeah.
And they are actually in tension with each other. And like there is this shaking dissonance that happens.
Whoa. Like the vibrations of that dissonance are like physically shaking your body, maybe.
Exactly.
Cool.
Isn't that cool?
That is really cool.
I see it in your eyes, 'cause they never tell me lies. I can feel that body shake and the heat between your...
He continues this by moving into the pre-chorus, and we get a real shift where things which had been syncopated and anticipated all of a sudden become very straight. He says, you've been scared of love and what it did to you. But he says it very straight. You've been scared of love, and right?
You've been scared of love and what it did to you. You don't have to run. I know what you've been through.
So rhythmically, it becomes much more straight ahead.
Right.
None of the syncopation. Sort of almost speaking directly to the person. And here the melody is rising up. Rising, building, anticipation.
But he's also at this point kind of being comforting in a way.
That's
like
right.
Being very straight up, very honest.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to rush. It's okay. We're going to take it slow.
Yeah.
So it's a very comforting moment, but he's raising the stakes by building this melody up, taking us into a higher place. And then
we get to the chorus.
We get to the chorus.
Yes. Okay. Right.
Don't bore us. Get to the chorus. And the song builds up to the chorus, and we get to the highest note in the song. Big surprise. The chorus, what would seem like a climax, but maybe not an apt metaphor for this song, because what we're arguing is that this is not about a climactic moment. It's actually about continual anticipation.
Yeah.
And so what we get is the response to this rising pre-chorus. We get this high note and then a descending back down melody.
Yes, but and yet what's interesting about the song is that, as you say, it never really peaks, to speak.
No.
It really just kind of hums along on this slow burn. It's just like getting really nice and crispy and toasty and just not really, not ever, you know, lighting your hair on fire, but just kind of, it's very interesting like that.
Well, it never lands. It never has some giant moment, because the whole point is to build up and build up and build up. And then even at the chorus, when you think it's going to go real high and crazy, he actually sort of descends back down and sort of sends us back into this really simple, nice melody that resolves beautifully and eventually throws us back into the verse, and the chords keep on repeating and keep on repeating, right? These chords, which want to constantly resolve, play throughout the entire song. They never change.
Yeah.
So there is this sense that it's just constant build.
Yeah. Yeah, the actual coupling in this song takes place at some uncertain point in the future.
That's right.
Like, we don't hear it, actually. It fades out, and
that's the most disappointing of the song. The song just fades out.
Well, disappointing to you, perhaps, but for we listeners, I think that's kind of the point of it, is to put you in this state of sort of suspended animation. Mm. That's a delicate balance to strike. Yeah. It's impressive.
So, yes, unfortunately, the song does fade out, and we are left to our imagination to wonder, do they get together? We'll never know, because it's actually the end of the album.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So, that's The Weeknd's I Feel It Coming. I think it is a brilliant piece in the art of seduction. It references the history of popular music that has done just this, while building in its own really beautiful compositional techniques to string us along. Do you feel seduced?
I'm definitely hot and bothered.
Well, I guess we'll have to turn the microphones off then. This episode of Switched on Pop was produced by me, Charlie Harding.
And me, Nate Sloan.
We have an awesome Spotify playlist where some of our listeners suggested their favorite songs of seduction. You can find that on our website.
Yes, it may or may not be NSFW.
You can find that playlist and listen to more episodes of Switched on Pop at www.switchedonpop.com. You can also talk to us on Twitter or on Facebook at Switched on Pop.
If you love our show, please go to iTunes and rate us. It really helps other people find the show.
Switched on Pop is part of the Panoply Network,
home to awesome shows like Malcolm Gladwell's Revisionist History. They do a great episode about the song Hallelujah, actually.
Yeah, that's a really good
which
episode.
Which we have talked about, yeah.
We'll be back with more episodes in 2 weeks. And until then,
thanks
for listening.
Thank you.